Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Two topics today. Firstly, our investment outlook for May. And secondly, the three key events we're watching this week. So firstly, on the outlook, we are bracing for some further volatility and tests for the markets in May. But we are confident they remain well supported and we remain in the early innings of a new bull market. April has seen an overdue stocks pullback as sell in May seasonality came early with a vice of a fundamental repricing of US interest rate cut expectations against the technical backdrop of an overbought and strongly rallied stock market. We look to Nvidia and Apple for a strong end to the key earnings season in May. Maybe some interest rate cut relief from the latest Fed meeting and US inflation report, given the already sharp moves in expectations. And the heavy political and elections calendar will continue to roll on from the UK to Taiwan and South Africa. But we do think the early bull market pillars remain of a building earnings recovery, rate cuts that are still coming, even if they are delayed, and with plenty of cash on the sidelines to buy any meaningful correction. Also looking at the week ahead, focused on earnings and big data in the US and Europe. So firstly, we are over halfway through US earnings season now. The highlights this week, Amazon on Tuesday, Apple on Thursday. We also have Coke, McDonald's, Eli Lilly, MasterCard, and Shell. In the US, 80% of companies have beaten estimates and all sectors, but investors seem to be a little bit more focused on the guidance rather than on the reported numbers. Our second focus is the huge week in the US with the Fed meeting and press conference on Wednesday, with rates to stay at 5.5% and markets grappling with pricing this tail risk potentially of more rate hikes to come. Plus, on Friday, we have the latest jobs report with hope for a normalization and return to new jobs growth of under 200,000. And then finally, it's also a big week in Europe. We have a double bill on Tuesday of the first quarter GDP report, which should inch a little bit better, alongside another benign inflation report of around 2.5%, keeping the door open to a first June ECB rate cut and highlighting the positive differences with the US. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye. You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.